issue regarding this time.
All right. All right, good night. So I'm going to call the City Council, North Bible City Council meeting to order for March 12, 2019. It's 7 o'clock. And I will ask Jennifer to please call the roll, please.
Councilor Acton?
Here.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Thank you for that. I'm going to ask everybody to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here comes the birthday girl.
All right, so agenda changes and additions. Do you have anything, counselors?
We need to add Judy and Travis for.
So we excuse both. Travis called he's sick, and as most of you know, Judy had that terrible accident on Friday, and she's getting over that. So
she was still sick Friday.
Yeah, so anyway, it'll be all right under new business. I'll add that ahead of everything to excuse Travis and Judy. Is that all right with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Travis and Judy, they both did call. All right. Anything else? We'll go down to public hearings. We have none. And then we'll go to the consent agenda. That'd be approval of the February 26, 2019 meeting minutes. Approval of the March 1st half vouchers in the sum of $25,998.19.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from February 26th, City Council meeting, and the March 1st half vouchers in the amount of $25,988.99.
That's right, excuse me. Correction, 988. Thank you, John, for correcting that.
Can you pass that down?
Yes, I can.
I second it.
You second it? Thank you.
Call for question.
You can call them.
Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Thank you for that, folks. All right, moving right ahead. We don't have any guest presentations today, and we'll go to public comments. Do we have any public comment? Okay, cool. All right. Council member comments? Any?
Too early.
Sure. What? Mayor's comments? Thanks for coming. City clerk, our city clerk, there's no report today. She's in Spokane at a MRSC conference, learning about how to fill out the final, our yearly end final report. So it's a good training for her. So we're going to ask her to get home safely because she woke up to a bunch of snow there this morning. Okay, moving forward. Our city. Sure, you know. He ain't got nothing. He's just out bird watching. Quite, alright, moving on. Unfinished business? There's none. And let's move down to new business. So the first thing on the agenda we moved is excuse Travis and Judy.
Make a motion to excuse Travis Randall and Judy Wickham from the March 12th City Council meeting.
Second.
Thank you, Sari and John.
Councilor Acton? Sorry.
Call for the question.
Yes. Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor North?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. You're learning. You're doing fine. Thank you. You did a good job. Okay, so under new business, there's really not. I included a copy of the City of North Bible Emergency Operations Plan, which now that Greg's here, we can give him some credit for that because he was the one that took charge on changing some of the things in here and updating things. Also, thank Tom for his comment or his input on it. And so now we have a good updated emergency operations plan, and we wanted everybody to have a copy of that. Any discussion on that? I would just say that every citizen that would, every resident of North Bond that would like to have that, I'd be glad to give them one. I think it's important that for everybody to understand of what happens in a case of emergency, what they do, what we do, and whatever. So if anybody wants that, they're welcome to it. We'll make sure that some are made available for our citizens because it's really important.
Does this cover all kinds of different emergencies?
Yep. Sure does.
One of the actually open your eyes to what we're getting.
If there have been any revisions, you should probably have counsel adopt them.
Okay. Well, that's kind of why I had it on there.
I'm just reading some other notes
that's
about the emergency.
We're going to ask that. Yeah.
Preparation as well, because somebody else had also said maybe contact a FEMA contact who's held emergency preparedness workshops here, which is John Carlson.
And John was also instrumental in this too. I talked with John a few times. So did you talk to him too, didn't you, Greg? You talked to John Carlson?
Just briefly, yeah.
Okay. He does really good, especially under the state of emergency when the governor declared a state of emergency when the snow. John is our local contact, and he was calling daily to ensure that the city was in okay, which that's what he's supposed to do, but he's real good, really super good. And he will come by anytime if we want to sit down and bring him in, and he'll give a presentation if that, and I think it would be a good thing, maybe as he can explain you.
Don't we have to have this in place in order to get able to get grant loans, whatever else?
We also have to have this. Yes. And yeah, it has to be updated. It has to be FEMA. Get FEMA to respond to us.
You did a good job.
Very good job.
Was sat. Who knows how long it must be.
Yeah, it was sitting. It was sitting in. Yeah, it was.
Yes.
It was in mothballs. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think it was very important because especially with
Burlington
Northern
adding in that. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Is if anybody's ever worked with the road on the field, a problem with an engine, a car, or
whatever, and it goes on the near site.
Yes.
And there is a right in the middle of our hazards. I've been
involved in this in the other times in different industries, working
hazards and
plant, but never a scenario
so close.
You start looking at this a lot
more than
just what
was
there.
Yeah, we have some holes. It didn't speak to anything on the river, no river traffic whatsoever.
Didn't
speak to anything at Bonneville Dam or something happened there. And those are all what ifs, you know.
Yeah. With that extra sighting, the BNSF will put on a training for, the foam retardant type.
I've attended that class myself. And we attended another one down in Vancouver from the Vancouver Yard. So, we know where the foam trailer is, we have phone numbers.
Yep.
Are you the only one that was involved in that?
At that time, yeah. That was when the department was really small, and I just took on my own and went to the training.
Are they going to have another one?
Huh?
Are they going to have another one?
I'm sure they will, yeah.
Oh, they'll come. They'll come here if you ask them to.
That'd be a good thing, probably.
Yep. With the right training, I'm not mistaken, with the right training too, we could probably even get them to put a foam trailer in our town somewhere if we had a spot.
Yeah, they only have about three of them right now. It's still quite a bit of equipment. And the main thing in the training is really the foam is last thing that goes on.
Yeah.
You got to cool cars there and you got to do a lot of other things. It's the environmental part, especially like over at Mosier.
Mm-hmm.
It only took 75 gallons of foam to put that fire out.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a lot more cooling to do, a lot more things to do before they got to that fire.
Yeah.
Having the trailer there is not really a case. Same thing with getting the equipment to put down.
True. And there's this foam trailer in Stevenson in there.
No, it's in the engine.
Engine, okay.
It's good that we have tankers, or we'll have that. We got enough water that we don't have to have hydrants to where it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do they cool down a train? Just let it sit and cool, or spray it with water?
Copious amounts of water, and then get over there. Lots of water.
So that's the history of it. Our emergency operations plan was. It was on mothballs for a long time, and we were under the gun. We were, when I took over as mayor, that was one of the first things I was hit with, is this is something that's well overdue. And so we talked with John, and then Greg got involved in it. Pat talked with John, and so we finished it, and it's done.
Cool.
And it's what we're supposed to have, so we're pleased with it. And what we need to do with it is we need to update it on a yearly basis. Yep. It needs to be updated on a yearly basis. So we will do that. Make sure to do that. A lot of hard work on it. Maybe. So, any other questions?
No.
Will we get a motion to adopt this? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion.
I'll second.
To adopt the City of North Bonneville's updated emergency operations plan.
And second is by Margie. Okay, thank you, Margie.
And I had to get ahead of the John and Perry show.
Well, we actually get a little bit of action tonight because Travis isn't here.
Yeah.
That means I can
call for the question.
Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And thank you again, Greg, for your hard work.
Yeah, Greg.
And thank you. And Tom, you too.
Tom,
you
Brian.
I didn't do that. I just read there. It. Apparently. I listened to it on tape. Thank you for that. We're moving on. And the last thing is, this is just a informational. I was given, Dan and Robin brought in their 2018, the PDA 18 annual report. This isn't a complete report. They're still doing their final, and they'll present that to us in May. Like, that's what they're obligated to present us in May, and they're on board to do that. So they wanted us to have this so we could look at this and have it up front before that comes in. So when they get to that point, we'll schedule them to come in and give that report.
Good.
Okay. Any questions or comments on it?
Not on the report, but last I looked, they still haven't updated their P&Ls online since June of 2018. Is there any way we could ask them again to
get
the P&Ls updated?
I can do that, John.
I know there was a little bit of a wall because they didn't have their board in place, but the board's in place now, so they should be able to get that done.
All right.
Because their board, I talked with Dan Smith, he said they have the vote on them and everything else at their board meeting, so they should be able to get those updated.
Okay. I will ask them and have something back to you by next council meeting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments, questions, or otherwise?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing? Okay, we're going to move on then. We'll move on to closing public comment. Any closing public comment? Not hearing none. We'll go to closing council comments. Closing council comments.
I think this has been enlightening. We got the emergency plan and in place, and a couple of new faces, and I'm healthy, and the sun was shining.
And he had his first bike ride.
Thank you. Huh?
And he had his first bike ride.
Oh, yes, he had his first bike ride.
Bike ride, yes.
Margie, would you like to add anything?
No, I'm still busy looking at this.
The thing if I may say at the end there, is something that was real tough for me to do, was if you'll see that we had to pay taxes. But it's okay, it's levy, so it's...
We didn't have to pay until the 15th, though, right?
Huh? Yeah, but I'm not... I want to get them done so I don't get a late notice in the March to say something.
What's that, income tax?
No, we don't pay income, but we have to pay the levy, the DNR levy, on which.
It's next month when the property taxes are rolling in here anytime.
Yeah, it starts rolling in. Our big amount of money. Yep. Nothing else? No other?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else? Hearing no other, I call adjourn this meeting.
Oh,
unadjourned.
It doesn't have to go on record. It's not important. Could we make sure that emergency plan, like on the news, the notables, or in the newsletter, that so people in the city know that they can come and get a copy?
Sure. I think that's a good point.
Go on the website.
Okay. We can do that. We'll put it on our website. We'll put it on the North Bible website.
They have a copy.
And we'll have copies here if anybody, and I encourage anybody, any citizens to come by and get one.
And I'll
it's
give
really
a copy
important.
To Diane. She has a copy. Since she runs the North Bonneville profession. Page.
Okay, yeah. I just encourage anybody to have we'll make copies and have them available.
North Bonneville.
Thank you, folks, for coming.